Welcome to the September 14th Board of Education Finance Committee. This is where we generally have Bob start us, but let's start with an introduction. Becky Allard. Becky, come on forward. Becky is our interim assistant superintendent of finance and facility. We're really excited to have her with us. You're on tape, too.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
So it's been a pleasure having her join us. She's done a fantastic job in the very short time she's been with us. So thank you for your time. Let's do a review and approval of the minutes from August 10th from the finance.
I read them before the meeting. They're good.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. The next item is resolution for construction chain orders. You saw my board report in the executive summary. Just on further reflection and also having conversations with Becky, Jack, and Joe, really feeling like this was a good piece moving forward to allow for the construction project to continue in a timely manner. However, ensuring that if there's anything above the net cost, that those definitely would come to the board. Anything $10,000 or above, or anything that would slow down the project by 30 days or decrease the project by 30 days. So with that, I'll turn it over to Joe.
This is what we did before when Bob was staff, and he had this approval rights. And the key thing here is that these are really, the change orders are from the allowances that are within the contracts. So that's why there really is no change to the budget. Mm-hmm. Allowances are always getting moved around in construction projects. The way Jack has bid these for us, we worked the first 16 classrooms. Mm-hmm. We see no reason why it won't work for the next four classrooms.
Becky, from your perspective, this type of resolution?
Very standard operating procedure. Most of us have it. And you have allowances built into the contract. So
mm-hmm.
Keeps the project moving forward.
Wasn't the idea when you did it with Bob, wasn't at least what I was sitting in the audience, wasn't the idea that it was because it was summer? I mean, I never heard that it was standard operating procedure. When I was sitting there, I just heard that it was because it was summer, and then we actually forgot to take the authorization off.
It is just pertaining to the summer months only.
The initial piece was for the 2 months. It was, and that's when, you know, as I went back and forth on it and tried to learn more about the whole process is when I engaged Jack a little bit more and Joe a little bit more to understand why. Would this actually slow the process down? And hearing from Jack, really felt like it absolutely would. And then hearing from Joe in your field and seeing those continuous, those pieces that aren't impacting the overall cost, those would be those pieces that we definitely would bring to the board. So, Kurt, you're right. The original.
The summary that we got at the end of all the change orders kind of showed, if you use that as kind of the playbook, it shows you how all these two line items balance and switch back and forth. But in the case of the 16 classrooms, we were actually well below budget. So if you don't have the ability, if Jack doesn't have the ability to do that, we're going to have a lot of special meetings to come back here to do what we really did when we approved the overall mm-hmm. budget. And we laid the groundwork with the approval of the overall budget. It's when you're outside that budget that you need to come back here. So that's why I think this is a standard operating procedure.
What gives staff, if it's below budget, what gives staff incentive to stay below budget?
Give staff below budget? Because
in other words, if you're coming in below budget, and you have two budgets, that would be within the parameters. What's to prevent staff from spending to the budget then?
Okay. So they have a lot of incentive to stay below budget because it helps the district, and I think most staff members want to help the district.
Yeah.
Would be the quick answer. But what you're proposing is that every time there's a change order within a certain contract. For instance, Jack can give you great examples. I can give you ones that are half probably right. But depending on what you're doing with steel versus something else, you may take out of one budget because you figure it out that it is cost efficient to have this subcontractor do this work because they're in there, the timing works for you, they can actually do it, versus what I have in my subcontract for the allowance of certain items. And if you want to give an example, I know you have examples in your head, but that allows for movement between the allowances of who's going to do what at certain times. Your subcontractor may not be ready to do that work. They have other work they're doing and they can't get in there in time. So what would happen, Kurt, then, because that allowance is now being moved to another subcontract, you would have to come in for a reapproval. But it's all within the budget. I mean, the goal is to be under budget. The incentive is always to be under budget. Us coming in and them coming in with subcontract change orders wouldn't change the incentive, though. It would just slow the project down, and then what we would end up having is a much more costly project. Because once you slow the project down, you're going to see the cost rise because your supervision's going up.
I still go back to the initial reasoning that I heard.
I don't disagree
with that.
The
fire board was because of something. Yeah, I didn't hear, now I'm hearing because of standard operating procedure, and you didn't really answer my question, which is fine. I just...
Jack, can you give them a good example of where...
Well, is that what you're looking for?
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, there's a belief that staff would have the capability to add things in that they may want, that they may not think the board would approve.
Oh.
And so now there's no incentive to keep... let's say there's a, I don't know, let's say there's a 10%
cushion. Just say you want to add
and
cubby
they,
somewhere.
And they, and the, yeah.
You want
and
to
they,
add,
they add 2%, and let's say there's 2%. They overspend 2% intentionally, and they're still 8%. This board would say we were 8% below budget.
I think that would be it. The reason that wouldn't occur, and you, Jack, your input's important, but you're out of the scope. You have a scope of plans that you're building to. If you're adding cubbies, that's outside the scope of work. This does not allow them to go outside the scope of work. And given that, then your fear that they would go outside the scope of work hopefully would go away.
Because wouldn't it be part of the bids?
It's like thinking, oh, you know what, we have enough to build an extra bathroom, or we can build a fifth classroom, let's do that, because it's under budget. I mean, they were under budget enough to build an extra classroom last time around. They didn't do that because it's outside the scope of the work. You still have to build within the scope of the work.
But that's a fiduciary responsibility, right? Jack has to, you have to keep to the scope of the work. You can't,
there's
a deviation of that.
The idea that there's an incentive to spend money is not really an accurate statement, because the incentive is to deliver the intended scope of work for the lowest possible price. I mean, that's what the incentive is. So Joe said it really well, that the obligation is to deliver the scope of work. If we have to go outside the scope of work for some reason for the project, we're obligated to come back to the board and report that. Just like if we're going to go outside the scope of the budget, we have to come back to the board and ask for the approval to do that. So the intention of the resolution is to be able to help the process move forward without having to come, because we have $150 change orders that come out of the allowance, and if we have to wait to come to a board meeting to get it on an agenda to come to the finance,
well, that would be below the $10,000, right?
Yeah, but as an example, if the change order process becomes, the idea behind the resolution was that if the change order process within reason is to make the job move along efficiently, as long as there isn't some sort of change in scope or change in the budget. So the idea that there's an incentive is just, it's not consistent with the way that the jobs are put together.
And I guess it comes down to how you define the scope and how you...
Well, the scope is in the documents.
Yeah, the scope is
in the
documents.
Well, we have other scopes here too, which I believe...
In terms of the plan specifications for construction.
Yeah, that's the architect. If you read
the scope of work, I mean, it's pretty detailed, and that's what the architect and the engineers put together.
Right.
I mean, you hit unknowns when you're doing underground work and all that. and there's allowances for that, and the soil test and all that they can take. If they're outside those allowances beyond the amount, they would have to come in for approval. And that's where you see the variability. But in the building, it's pretty detailed on the plans.
It's part of why we get these updates as well. It's just the project management of it to see where the critical paths are and these other pieces.
Anything else on that topic? Okay. We have a brief TRS update.
Just on a comparable district. In the process of contacting those 10 that we talked about last time, I made contact with at least 5 and getting some of the information, or beginning to get some of the information. Just confirming that we want FY16 data, so the 15-16 data, not 14-15.
Yes, we want
the year going, the upcoming year.
Right.
Yep.
Right. 15-16 data. And then I've got it, the positions that I've identified, and I just want to make sure that we've got them clustered, because every district is going to have a different set of positions. So principal at the elementary level, assistant principal at the elementary level, assistant superintendent, director, like a certified director with licensure, principal junior high, assistant principal junior high, and then director non-cert was how I was going to classify it into categories. Because you'll have, again, 15 different positions when you get to those central office ones. But I can be more specific if that's what the finance committee wants me to be.
Yeah, I mean, given there's differences amongst the districts, getting in the categories you said makes sense.
I thought it was a start. Right. And then once we bring that back, if we need more detail, then we'll drill down.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Capital projects update. Dave?
In the limited time that Becky's been here, we are been working on kind of showing the ropes on some capital projects and going through stuff. So we are working on a plan right now, and we've been meeting on it. So as soon as we get our data together and our report, we'll bring that back to the board and share the future capital projects.
And through that capital projects, we'll list those priorities for the next few years, where we see them, and then have the board. Finance committee first, and then the board really help us hone in on where we need to be at.
And when you bring that priority list, there's going to be rationale behind the priority.
Yeah.
And estimated cost.
Correct. You'll have a rationale, you'll have a cost, and then it's really about moving them from this year to the next year, or from 2 years forward to this year, however we have that conversation.
And when are we doing this survey, the roof surveys?
The roof surveys?
They've just been completed, so we're waiting for we're going to put the report together. We should have that pretty quickly.
Okay, good. Thanks.
But those capital projects, those should align to what we've seen already in presentations from Bob, right? What he gave us a 5-year
yep.
Correct.
Outline, right? Okay.
Yeah,
you don't tack a back year on there to
put right, things there. That we don't complete this year get moved to the next year, and then we just kind of filter through mostly. Roof work is, our top priority this year, plus vehicles and tox cars and our fire panels, stuff like that. So that'll be all included.
Great.
Jill, anything else?
No, I think that's the items we wanted to
Finance Committee. All right. We are adjourned.